Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com. Or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
As we stop and turn within, truly sensing our oneness with the divine presence, we sense now that our very life is the very essence of God, that our life, our being, our very nature represents all of the qualities of God, represents the peace, the love, the joy, the harmony, the wisdom of infinite spirit. It is in this way that I release, I give my entire life, entire being to pure spirit to be a conscious place for God to do its will, its magic, to demonstrate its beauty through and as me. In this way, I simply say, thank you, Father, Mother, God. I release it. I let it go. I let it be. Amen.
I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God.
No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
About releasing, it's all about relaxing, it's all about letting go, letting go, letting go. When you let go, you can end up where you started before you were conditioned by society, before the teacher said you're bad, before the teacher said you talk too much, before they told you never amount to anything, before they said whatever they said. You can release, you can relax and let go, and you just fall back to the essence of who you are, and you realize, wow, this feels good. I am not my story. I am not my thoughts. You can totally surrender. Wow, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Ooh, as we relax and let go. Thank you, Karen Drucker, for that. Relax and let go. KarenDrucker.com is her website. And we started the show off with the Agape Choir. I release and let go, because that's what it's about. If you want to find out more about the Agape Choir and all the great, lovely, unconditional love expression that's happening on that side of the world, you can go to their website, agapelive.com, agapelive.com, the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Nikki Bias Beckwith. You know, divine order is always in order, right? Who would have thought? You know, they both have the BB, their last name. If you ever heard the story, maybe I should share it later or not. If I remember to share it later, I will. But in the meantime, I'm going to just, well, actually, that would be a good relationship, marriage story. Maybe I will. Let me make a note to myself. But before I do that, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be, right this very moment. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, and you, yes, you do. You make a difference, because you certainly give me a gift every time you share your stories, your emails, your calls, your donations, everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. As I feel grounded in what I'm doing, I share what I'm feeling and doing and learning and being, and you return that back to me, and it just comes back multiplied. Thank you all. I love and appreciate you. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Addie, and today we are talking about spiritual surrender. We are relaxing, we're letting go, we're releasing, because we know all is well, all is well. Let me do this. I'm just feeling to do this. I'm going to do it because I can, and I surrender to all kinds of stuff. Let's do this because I can. You know, when you got your own thing going on, ain't nobody can tell you what to do or not do. FCC doesn't even have power over this radio station. Yes, indeed. We want to relax and let go. Get ready to share today's affirmation. I just love that song. Of course, I love them. I release and let go. I'm led to play this right now. So I release and let go. And we're just going to fade Miss Karen Joker out. We'll fade her out by stopping her. How about that? right now, release. Relax. Let go and surrender. Right now, release, relax, let go and surrender. And we'll talk more about surrender, but surrender is not giving up. It is not giving up. It's actually, it's more than that. Today's affirmation, this is coming from Well, I was going to read an affirmation, but maybe I'm going to read a meditative thought, because my hand just flipped this card over. So I guess I'm going to read this. Okay, let's see what happens. I wasn't planning to read this. But when you surrender, when you relax, let go, you surrender to what is seeking to be birthed, you're led to what you need to do. So I trust the process. It's a meditative thought from Michael Bernard Beckwith. It is our sacred calling to cultivate the elements of love in our heart until we are taken over and made its instrument. If love is our true nature, what, you might ask, hinders our full-out expression of giving and receiving love, love's element? First, we must unlearn the way of unlove. We begin by realizing, not just intellectually, that love is our essence, and that in spite of the lessons that are uniquely ours to learn, we are lovable just as we are. We don't have to earn love because we are it. Our day-to-day experiences, are exercises of love, loving ourselves, others, all life, until we'll cultivate a heart of love as wide as the world. That's the meditative thought from Michael Bernard Beckwith, founder of Agape International Spiritual Center, reminding us to cultivate the elements of love in our heart. That's the word for today. That just kind of, my hand just flipped over like, no, don't read the affirmation, read the meditative thought. Quick announcement, and I don't know. Tomorrow is the Spiritual Tag Team Show. They're beginning the birthing. Trust the process, I think. The birthing of, I'm having a moment here. My intellect and my mind and my heart are like doing a dance. And so I'm looking left to right. I want to read that. I want to read this. Maybe I will later on. So anyway, tomorrow is the birthing of a new show. It's not really a new show. It's just we've added another day to the show. Spiritual Tag Team with Betty Pegues, our in-house psychic. And a little bit more that you'll find out later on when I'm ready to share more with you. So, tomorrow, with now, Spiritual Tag Team is first Wednesday of the month, and first and second Wednesday of the month. So, a double dose. And what else? Let's just go into it. I think I'm just going to sink into the spirit of today's conversation. Tamara, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at, Tamara? So we have Tamara in the house. We have notably Nisi. We have My Chi Heart. We have Harmony Garden. Kathy's in the house. Silent Listeners in the house. Glowing Gooch. Tanya's in the house. Awakening Heart is in the house. Betty Piggies. We have Glenda in the house. We have Celeste in the house. Ooh, wait a minute. Wow. Man, it is just it's a cool thing, you know. Let me talk to the brothers who ain't here yet, unless they're silent listeners. Brothers, you need to find your calling. I'm surrounded by the elements of love. All the sisters are in the house. Ooh, let me see. I don't know if I can take it. I don't know if I can take it. All the brothers can't handle this. That's okay. That's okay. They can't handle it, but I can. Life is good and it's getting better. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And I know, don't tell me, I am a mess. And I proudly deliver the message so that we can all be transformed in our messiness. So much is going on, isn't it? So much is going on in America, in the world, in our life, the economy, and just different things. Osama bin Laden is dead. People are rejoicing. People are saying there's no need. There's all kind of conversation. You can't run from it if you have the internet. The president is showing his birth certificate. We're dealing with our own personal stuff. Across the world, Gaddafi's son is killed and people are dying. There's war. There's the tornado in Alabama. Just death and destructions and rebirth and newness is happening all at once. Sometimes we just can't catch up. We're like, wait, stop. I can't deal with this. And then here I am. Life coach, how they talking about, you got to spiritually surrender. She's like, to what? To all this madness? No, actually what you're surrendering to is much more than that. But much more than that. You're surrendering to the truth that lies beneath all the physical illusions. The illusion that you see out there, the illusion of debates and party politics and war and who's dead, who isn't. You're looking at it all and saying, you know what? I embrace it all. How do you embrace someone being killed? How do you embrace war? How do you embrace tornado? How do you embrace all the things that are happening in your life that you don't like, that just, you're not happy? How do you embrace that? Guess what? What you resist persists. When you push it away, when you push against it, and you say, I pretend it's not there, it's going to say, oh, really? Let's see how strong you are. You know, I got some muscles. I'm going to push back. But when you embrace it from a place of love, when you cultivate the elements of love in your heart and you embrace it, it will dissolve. It will be free. You will be free. Because you recognize that everything and everyone is an expression of you, an expression of God. So nothing that is an expression of you is designed, supposed to scare you. So when we look at this whole thing, the world is a better place. I didn't know I was going to go here, so I'm just going to flow with the flow and let it happen. When we look at the world and say, ah, the world is a better place because Bin Laden is not here anymore, maybe, maybe not. Because even though while he was here, there was evil. While he's gone, they said he's gone. While he's gone, I digress. While he's gone, evil still is alive. Because evil begins in the minds of human beings. So collectively, we actually create a consciousness of evil. Stay with me here. Hear what I'm saying. I'm sharing with you to look at life from a different perspective. The only way to eradicate evil on this planet is to eradicate evil in your planet, in your consciousness, in your heart. When you have a judgment, you're adding to the evil consciousness. When you're criticizing yourself or others, you're adding to the evil consciousness. When you think you're better with somebody than somebody else, you're adding to the evil consciousness. When you're competing with somebody, you're adding to the evil consciousness. And evil starts in the mind. And every thought that you think is created at some level, every thought that you think is created at some level, you may not experience the manifestation of that thought, but maybe your children will when they grow up. So be careful what you think, because you are creating something for somebody else. Just a side note. I say yes. Talk about surrender. Woo! Yes, when you surrender, you don't know what's going to show up. And then it happens for people in different ways. I'm aware of my my purpose, my calling, my divine appointment, what I'm here to deliver. I'm aware that sometimes I have to go into, I have to say some things that the other me that was put together by society gets scared, like, oh, wait a minute, you don't want to say that. But I surrender. And I allow myself to get messy, like my chi heart said. Let's get messy, she said. Oh, life get messy. Oh, she wants me to get messy. I'm already messy. It's all over. See? But whatever your purpose is, whatever your calling is, whatever you're here to do, when you surrender it, surrender to it, yeah, you're going to be doing some things that you never imagined. You're going to be saying things that you're like, wow, am I saying that? But, of course, the egoic mind would say, oh, that means you're going to say something that gets you in trouble. No! You actually find a whole new way to communicate, to express yourself. Because each and every one of us, each and every one of us, they're here to deliver the love of God, the love of truth, to deliver love, period. Now, life experiences might cause us to be jaded, and we forget that we are the light. We may have belief system that we think our belief system is better than somebody else's, or our lifestyle is better than somebody else's, but ultimately, behind all of that foolishness, the separation, the illusion, we are all of us, I'll let you fill in the blank, here to deliver love. But when we forget because of our belief system, we hold on so strong that, no, this is the right way, death is upon you. But when you recognize that even if I disagree with you, I am still one with you, then we can choose happiness rather than being right. Okay. So let's say on Facebook, she said, let's find out if spiritual surrender is saying the sacred yes. It is the sacred yes. It's the yes, the unconditional yes. The problem we're experiencing in the world today is too many people afraid to say yes, the sacred yes, that is. Too many people think they're not ready to say yes. Too many people think that they're not equipped to say yes. So they project all that they know is true about themselves onto somebody else. The good, the bad, the ugly, the wonderful, the beautiful. They project it. So they live their life vicariously through the person. Because they have not developed the spiritual courage, or the courage to step into their own yes-ness, new word, their own yes-identity. Because think about this for a minute. What is it about you that you're afraid to say yes to right now? Maybe you've actually said the yes, but you can confront yourself in the comfort of your own consciousness and say, well, I said yes, but it was more of an intellectual perspective. But the sacred yes, when it comes from your heart, when you say from your heart, yes, use me, I relax, I let go. Use me, oh God. Use me, life. Use me, spirit. Use me, Holy Spirit. Use me, divine mind. I am here. That's the yes that comes from a deep place that after a while, after you wipe your tears and you wake up and people finish hugging, you're like, whoa, what did I just say? I think I just made a declaration. But then you, that yes tells you it's going to be all right. I remember I've said yes and so many times, and it's been at different levels of consciousness. And I'm reminded of a time when I said yes, in a way that was bigger than me. And I'll share that story with you. Woo! Yes, I can share the story. Why not? Because I can. Because I will. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Today we're talking about spiritual surrender. It's not for everybody. Some people can't handle it, so don't tell them. You just do it, and they'll watch you, and then they'll be set free. They'll be set free to be grateful in the moment that they know you. Spiritual surrender is a transformative power. It is a prerequisite to spiritual growth and transformation. And when you say yes, I'm going to share my story, I haven't forgotten. When you say yes, know that you have everything that you need to fulfill all that is asked of you, required, needed to be fulfilled, even if you don't see it. Betty McGee shared a story yesterday. When she said yes to teaching the class, she got the room, she got discounts, just things, the fun things at her. Because she said yes. But here's the thing, catch this. I'm still going to share my story. I haven't forgotten. But catch this. Woo, life is good. See, that idea is floating in the universe. The universe, that united sound, that united song, that one voice, that one sound, that one harmony, wants to sing its song through anybody who's willing to say yes. God as life wants to sing that song, that class. And God was just saying, anybody, anybody, anybody. And because Betty has been in a place where she cultivated the elements of love in her heart, it was easy to say, yes, I surrender to it. And God said, great, that's all I need, an opening. There you go, you have it. And before you know it, I really put everything in place for you. All I needed was a yes. Anybody else? Yes. So God is constantly talking to us, through us right now. God is constantly broadcasting. There's a 24-hour radio station. You can always get through. There's never a busy line. As a matter of fact, even when you're sleeping, the radio station is going. And you get to really connect with it when you get into that dream world. But anyway, let me share my story. Woo-wee. So it was. Well, this is May, right? It's actually around this time, about a year ago, this happened. It was last year at Revelation, Agape's Revelation. And how do I tell this story?
I tell it just the way it is. So I had plans to go to Agave. My life was shifting and things were being removed, extracted out of my life. And all the things I was leaning on were being taken away. But I was getting all kind of messages through my dreams. I would dream and it would happen. It's like, wow, this is my dream. So anyway, last year I knew I was going to Revelation. I had to be there. But then the closer it got, I didn't see the money substance. I didn't know how. And then at one point, I started giving up. Like, okay, I guess I'm not going to Revelation. I trust the process. But every time I checked in, Spirit would say, I am going. About a week before, I didn't have the money. I didn't have the ticket. But when I checked in, Spirit say, I am going. I have actually said I was going to do a workshop there. I spoke to the youth minister, and I said, yeah, I'm going to be doing a workshop. And every time I want to tell her, like, I don't think I'm coming because, you know, you got me down for a workshop. Spirit say, no. And I'm like, okay. All right. Talk about surrender. I think it was on a Thursday or Friday. Revelation, yeah, it was less than a week before Revelation. It was a Thursday or a Friday. And Thursday or Friday. Maybe it was a Friday. But anyway, it doesn't matter. You get the picture. They get the picture. Just keep going. I got a call from my dear friend Jackie. And Jackie said, are you going to Revelations? To Revelation. I said, yes, I want to. But I'm trusting the process right now. She said, well, my daughter can get you. Well, she said, my daughter works for an airline, and she may be able to get you a ticket. That's what it was. Yes, it was on Friday. And I said, okay, let's do it. She said, I don't know how much it's going to cost or whatever. Just, you know, I let her know if she has one, she can give you a body pass. I said, great. Saturday, she called me back. She said, yep, she can get you a body pass. Literally, I think I called a friend of mine in L.A. that I want to stay there. I think it was on a Sunday. Revelation was on Wednesday, a few days away. No, it was Thursday, actually. But so things were happening so fast. By Monday, I was preparing to leave for L.A. on a Tuesday. Didn't know where I was going. All I did was hold on that I was going to go. Didn't know how it was going to happen. I spent the whole day at the airport because the planes that were next were full. But I enjoyed the moment. I said, listen, you're here. Where was I? What was the flight? I can't remember which flight. The airline was, but it was somewhere. But I was there for almost a day. But I reminded myself, you were closer to L.A. You didn't even know that a week ago. Your dreams are being fulfilled. So I surrendered. When they said, oh, the plane is full, we're going to put you in the next one. I was tired, but I said, okay. As a matter of fact, the first plane I got on was a brand new plane. And I mean brand new. It was the first time it was flying. I was like, ooh. And I'm trying to remember the name of that plane now, but because it's significant. But anyway, fast forward. When I got to Agape on Wednesday night, I just was feeling, ooh, something's happening. I saw Deborah Johnson. And when I saw Deborah Johnson on Wednesday, I said, I need to talk to you. Even though at that moment, if she had asked me, what? I would have said, I would have to think about what I needed to talk to her about. I just felt in my soul that I needed to talk to her. She said, are you going to Revelation? I said, oh, yeah, that's why I'm here. Kind of long story short, moved to Sunday at Revelation. I sat in there during the service, and I was rocking from side to side. I was rocking. I was like, oh, boy, because I can feel something, a tsunami inside of me. Will Coleman, Dr. Will Coleman, if you don't know him, Google him. He's based in Atlanta. He's like the biblical Michael Beckwith. That brother is powerful. He brings the Bible to you in a different way that it will shift your way of life. It would have you looking only through your third eye. Really. I mean, because he's just so powerful. And I think he was sharing the story of Ezekiel. And I was like, I'm listening to him. I'm like, oh, stop it. I'm feeling tears come up. Stop it. And then as I sat down while I was experiencing the teaching, the sermon, the service, I looked up in front of me because usually when I go to places and I'm sitting down, I'm always checking where should I sit. Should I sit here? Should I sit in front? Should I sit at the back? So I'm always asking here. I do it so unconsciously that sometimes I don't even know I'm doing it. The story is for a reason. stay with me. It's all about spiritual surrender. Trust me, I'm going to get to it. I remember sitting down. Once I found the spot where spirits would sit right here, I looked up. Like four rows ahead of me was Reverend Deborah Johnson. And in that moment, I knew I was going to go over to her. But something told me, something said, not now. Dr. Will Coleman was doing stuff on the stage, and I was rocking, and I was like, oh, my God, tears were coming. I was losing my mind. And after, I don't know, I think Reverend Will Coleman finished his talk, his treatment, and this brother, another singer who's just an amazing singer, did Amazing Grace like I've never heard it before. And his name escaped me. I guess names are not important today. I can't remember the airline. I can see his name, too. Oh, my God. I got up. I didn't even know how I got up. I got up, walked over to Reverend Deborah Johnson without even thinking. I hugged her. She looked over to me. She grabbed me, and woof! If you, my God, I was through. Okay, I'm dressing it up a little bit. I was through. I'm dressing up a little bit. Okay, I'm going to surrender. I was in tears. I was drowning in my own tears. And she grabbed me, and she was saying, I told you. I told you, because we had had a conversation just before that. And what she was telling me is, you've got to let it go. All the things that you're holding on to, you got to let it go. You got to let it go. And that day she just held me. And at that moment, I went through a process of total rebirthing. That was last year, when I just knew that I can't keep doing the same thing I was doing anymore. I refuse to do it. I refuse to be afraid. And I heard my voice say, God, I give it all up to you. In my head, I'm like, what the flip am I saying? Whose word that is? But I did. I did. And that was very symbolic. I remember a month or so after that, I'm thinking, am I changed yet? I don't know. I'm still the same person. And the mind will do that. Why did I tell that story? Because it comes a time, if you're willing, if you have that deep intent to surrender, to be of service, to have your life mean something, when you separate from what's going out in the world, when you speak to the God of your own understanding, when you say, I give it up. And I think for me, it took me a few months to actually start to feel like I'm feeling a difference in myself. I'm like, I'm still my old raggedy, complaining, fearful self. What was that all about? I mean, I gave you a short version of that story, but it was something. Spiritual surrender, it is the prerequisite to your spiritual growth and transformation. It is the sacred yes, the unconditional yes. What is it you're being called to say yes to right now? Because we can do intellectual spirituality. It is so easy, so fun. Because those of us that are doing intellectual spirituality, we're finding out, there's an article here that I'm yet to read, and I'll post, I guess I'll put it on Facebook, and it's from, I think it's a Unity minister. Her name is Kelly, it looks like a Nigerian name, but it may be pronounced differently, but Ishola, so I pronounce it like a Nigerian name. But anyway, a Ministry of Transformation. I've scanned the article, but the article says, Bin Laden is dead, now what? And just the things that I'm seeing here, she's talking about how, you know, a part of her is kind of like, oh, great. You know, she doesn't feel glad he's dead, but she understands why other people might feel the same way. So she's getting to confront herself. So in your spiritual surrender, life is going to happen. But you always have to come back to yourself to be the light for yourself, where you don't judge people if they're rejoicing or not. And I use that as an example because that's what's coming up and because that's present in on Facebook and the internet everywhere now. It is time to release, to let go, to surrender. It is time. And surrender, I'll share this with you before I take a quick break. Surrender, it's not giving up. Surrender is not giving up. Even though the times that you may have said, I surrender, is because you tried something, wasn't working, kept trying, the relationship wasn't working, I surrender, I give up. Well, that works too. But spiritual surrender, when you really surrender, you are yielding to God in a deeper way. You're yielding to what God is seeking to be as you. You're allowing you're saying yes to the God potential. You're saying yes to the transformation. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to read Daily Word, because I read it earlier, and I thought, oh, just perfect, and I'm led to go and read it. And we all have a yes. We all have a yes. We all have a yes. What is your yes? Not from an intellectual perspective. You start there if you need to, but then marry the yes from your intellectual perspective with your heart. When the masculine and feminine come together, you will give birth to a whole new you. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio, and you're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And this is Life Conversations Radio, and thank you all for listening. Those of you listening to an archive, Lori is in the house. Lori is in the house. What is that about? Ade, stop it. Elevate the Soul is in the house. Welcome. And also, share the show, like the page, so you can invite other folks, I know what I said, invite them in so they can share this, because the more of us that catch the idea of what it means to surrender, can you imagine what we will create, what is possible? Can you imagine, especially when we are supported by energy on the planet right now that is wanting us to be authentic? We've got an energy that's saying, listen, this is the time to be you. This is the time for you to step into your greater yet to be. That energy is right there right now. The planet is helping us. The new moon is helping us. And so this is the time to be grounded, to embrace your abundance. And sometimes we find it hard to embrace the abundance that we are because we're not dancing with the universe. When you dance with the universe, you step into abundance. There's so much more. There's so much of life to experience. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. 2 minutes to go before we release the show. If you need to call in, do it now, or else we'll just roll you over to the next show. Woo, love it, but don't say that again. It's corny.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Life Conversations Radio, giving a voice back to the community. And Destiny, the heart piece from the hood, is underneath me, Tamara, just in case you need to know. Let me bring her up so you can see her.
The voice of ancient calling and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need.
I am.
all you ever need. Say yes now. Not because I'm saying, asking you to, because your soul is telling you to say yes. And your yes knows exactly what you need.
On a warm summer's day,
I know this is a beautiful song. You probably want me to be quiet because I remember listening to radios, radio shows in England, no music, and the DJs would talk all over the music. I'm like, shut up! So let me not do that to folks. Maybe we'll end with that song if we have time. We'll take it from the top. Let's take it. Rewind. Okay. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. If you have something to share, questions to ask, if you have an agreement, disagreement, a thought, an inspiration, you know you do, you better call now, because or else you'll be kicked to the curb. It's nice to have you guys. Troy Shadow is in the house, indeed. When you embrace the shadow, you recognize that you are the saint. You recognize that you are a sinner, and to God is all the same thing. Glowing Gooch, elevate the soul. Awakening heart, silent listeners, notably Nisi, Joyful Tamara, Joy. Celeste is in the house. Lori is in the house. Glenda is in the house. All these wonderful, amazing folks that are doing great things. So it's real. I'm not just saying that. Each and every one of you are doing great things because I am clear about where this conversation is coming from. So you can't be here and not be doing great things, even if it's just a smile. Let's talk about the butterfly. Let's talk about the butterfly because we need to hear the butterfly story. That's what surrender is. The butterfly, the caterpillar, has to surrender to the pain, to be feeling really constricted. DailyWord.com, divine order. My life is unfolding in perfect order. When you recognize that, when you remember that your life is unfolding in perfect order, you can surrender. My life is unfolding in perfect order. If I am feeling overwhelmed, I may have difficulty recognizing that divine order is at hand. I remind myself to release my need to know how things will work out and trust the universe for right outcome. I turn to nature for an example. A soft caterpillar plods through countless hazards to find food. Over time, he wraps himself in a cocoon, transforms his body, and pushes himself through a tiny opening to stretch and fill out his new butterfly wings. Observing the process, I see why each phase is necessary. I see order in this unfoldment. My evolution is even more complex and miraculous, with renewed calm and appreciation for the order present. Let me read that again. With renewed calm and appreciation for the order present in all life, I continue on my path of transformation. I continue on my path of transformation by saying yes, by surrendering. I want you to just sit with that for a minute. Just for a minute. I'll be right back in literally a minute or less. Because I want to give you space to be, to feel. Are you ready to say yes to your transformation? The butterfly did. As a matter of fact, the butterfly just trusted the process of life and just moved along and found its food and kept going. And eventually, it was able to flap its butterfly wings. It's time for us to fly. It's time for us to release that inner splendor. So when we ask, what's wrong with the world? What we're really asking is, when am I going to show up so the world can see what's right? We are the light that we're looking for. And you're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Dude, you are on fire. I'm doing great. And I wanted to say publicly that you are amazing on Wake Up Light Workers. I really, really like the way you answered. And I like the way you dance with all of the co-hosts. But that's not why I'm calling you. I'm calling you because I did an exercise on your show. And that is, you did, I hope you can hear me, you did a show on July 6, 2010, because, you know, anyway, Spiritual Surrender, right?
What's the name of that show again, Celeste?
It's Spiritual Surrender, July 6, 2010. So I was curious about how much you have shifted from July to now, and in some ways it's the same message, but it's really not. I mean, you've grown so much, and I just wanted to say great show, and when your listeners go back and listen to the old shows, they still get food. So thank you for that.
thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much. Celeste always know. I mean, I think next time I want to think, Celeste, this topic is coming through me. Do you think I've done it before? I know Celeste got my back.
Yes, I do.
thank you, darling. Today. Have a great day. Yes, indeed. I think I need to listen to it because the shows that I do, they're really an archive of my own spiritual journey. You know, there are times when I find myself listening to the old show and I'm thinking, wow, really? And sometimes I find myself saying something now that I used to say then. I'm thinking, wow, I don't remember saying that. But yes, and for me, it's such a blessing to be able to go back and hear me. But yes, I'm in a different place. And real quick, so let's talk about Wake Up Lightworkers. For those of you who are wondering what that is, I do a show twice a month now. It used to be once a month on Blog Talk Radio with some other beautiful sister friends of mine, lightworkers, doing great work. And this is where we answer questions for lightworkers, people who are doing this kind of work, coaching, they're ministers, they're healers, they're psychics. So, you know, people think those of us that are doing this kind of work, we don't have no issues. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a secret. Think of the teachers that you have out there that you like, that you think they're powerful, they're dynamic, and you think they touch your heart, they speak to your heart. Think of names come to my mind, but I won't give you mine. I want you to just think people that you just love and they've transformed your life. I tell you something, they're able to do that because they've gone through some mess, and sometimes they're going through mess. And that mess helps them to come out and deliver the message. And when you get it, you're like, woo, wow, that's amazing. It's because they have committed to getting the lesson, to seeing God, to looking at the face of the devil and seeing love and seeing God. The devil, whatever you think is some being running around with a tail and pitch door. Walk, whatever you believe in. Yes, if you believe in that, can you look at the devil's face and see God? That's when you know you are there. That's the only there you need to go. You need to be. There is no there but here. And the there, when you get there, you will know you've been here all along. So anyway, how did I go that path? I was talking about Wake Up Lightworkers. Right, I know how I got there. So yes, even those of us do this work, got issues, we got questions. So we answer questions on this show, and I did a show this Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to go back, I think I posted on my, I'm going to put it on the Life Conversations Radio fan page because I actually wanted to listen to it again because I was not in my body when I was answering those questions. I closed my eyes and I said, Spirit, speak. Life is good and it's getting better. And life ain't for wimps. Let's see. There's a lot of different comments in here. Let me see what Tamara wrote here. Let me scroll up. We always think we have to improve something in ourselves or circumstances in our life before we say yes. If we just say yes no matter what, there it is. We do. We think we have to get this together. No. When you think you have to get something together, put your life a certain kind of way, that's the yes in you saying just say yes now. When you try and put things together, you can't say yes from a place of authenticity.
Yes, from a place of perfection means absolutely nothing. It's packaged. It's not real. Yes, from a place of authenticity is the yes. It's the sacred yes. Let's go to Glowing Gooch. She said, I haven't read this. I'm just going to read it straight off the cuff. And, yeah, trust the process, addict. I had to grieve, hurt, and cry, be angry, and struggle to free myself from my cocoon of grief. I had emerged a beautiful butterfly. I am strong, more compassionate, and more understanding. I surrender to me. I heard that. And when you're in that cocoon of transformation, it's a good place to be, because when you come out, you're going to have wings. That means you'll be able to fly, you know? Now, when you realize you can fly, you can be compassionate. If you see other people in their cocoon, and you're like, wow, you're about to develop into something beautiful. That's where the compassion comes from, because you realize I was in a cocoon before, and then it's not just one time, because some life says, oh, time for the next graduation. Real quick, talk about surrender. I don't know if it really goes. I don't know if I should. Let me see. Don't share that Michael Beckwith and Ricky Byers story. Yeah, I guess I can. Well, no, I guess, because I get a yes, so you're not guessing in it. Real quick. So Michael Beckwith, Ricky Byers, how they met, their husband and wife now. Some of you may know this story, some may not. But anyway, a friend of Michael Beckwith played a song, and the guy said he wanted Michael Beckwith to hear the song, and he said, oh, you got to hear the song. And when Michael heard the song, he said, oh, that guy, oh, who is that lady singing the song? And the guy said, oh, no. Don't even think about it. She ain't going to come to your church. He said, no, I hear the Holy Spirit in her voice. Who is that lady? The guy said, no. Anyway, Ricky had a gig at the church. She played there. She just came to Agape to just do a gig. She was just making money. She was not into church. Before you know it, fast forward, she became the choir director. They start collaborating together, writing songs. And before you know it, Spirit brought them together. And you know what? The most important part of this story is Ricky was doing what she was here to do. And she still is. She said yes. Michael Beckwith was doing what he was here to do. He said yes. And when you say yes, all that you need will fall on your lap. No pun intended. But when you say yes, the world will be your oyster. I'm getting ready to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I thank you for sharing this moment with me. Don't forget to share the show, like the page, whatever you need to do. Spread the word. I'll be back here tomorrow. And I don't know if I said I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you. But if I did, I'll say it again. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. See you tomorrow for Spiritual Tag Team. I am out of my body and I'm loving it. Peace and blessings. Be well and be still.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.